You're listening to Careers and Cocktails, Career Talk with a Twist, hosted by expert recruiter Renee Fry. Let's get this party started.
Hey, party people. Welcome back to Careers and Cocktails. Today, I'm thrilled to have Tessie Russell from
Healthy Solutions.
She owns her own business. She's a rock star. We have something in common. We both used to work at Target, which
we
is
did.
So crazy.
And you're representing today.
Yeah, I know. It's not my choice. But I'm so excited to dive in and learn more about your career and your background and all of that. But first, what are we drinking today, Tessie?
Raspberry tea. Hot raspberry tea.
Yes, and it smells delightful. It's celestial seasoning. So cheers, girl.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. That's delicious. So walk us through who you are.
Who I am. So I'm Tessie. I've owned Healthy Solutions. I'm a co-owner of Healthy Solutions for the past just under four months now.
Awesome.
Yep. And my background, I worked for Target. That's what I've done ever since college. So I just really was looking for a new industry to be in, and this really tickled my fancy. So
I love it. Now Tell us about your store. So she's in my building here in Hudson, Wisconsin, downtown Hudson, and we met in passing. I think I was heading out of the building. But tell me about your store and what products you sell.
Yeah. So CBD is our main product that we sell. We're a wellness store overall.
Yep.
We have an oxygen bar in our store. We have a few other hemp-based products in our store as well. But mainly CBD is really what we're looking to help educate people on and really talk about with people. So main products we have, I brought a few today.
Yay, show and tell.
The oils are definitely the most popular way to use CBD.
Yeah.
Typically taken sublingually under the tongue.
I've had that.
Quickest way to get in your system.
Yeah.
But people also love a topical. A topical is nice just to help with like a pain purpose. You're really getting that like located area mainly versus the oil. It's distributing through your full body.
What does it smell like, the topical?
The topical? It's really, really nice. It has like jojoba, beeswax, a few other ingredients.
Oh, that smells like I'm getting a massage.
It's pretty yummy. And a lot of people use it for massages. So that's a great option for people. They're great paired together and or separate.
Sure.
Gummies, oddly enough, are in your system the longest. So
really?
These are in your system for up to 8 hours. The difference is it takes a little bit longer to kick in because it has to go through your digestive system. And there's a few other ingredients in the gummies.
So when would I take a gummy versus... So I've used this stuff before bed, like a half hour before bed.
Right.
I put it under my tongue. But when would you use the gummies?
The gummies are going to be used the same way that you use the oils.
Okay.
It's just preference in, do you prefer an oil or a gummy?
Really? Oh, got
I would just take it like an hour before bed because it's going to take a little bit longer to kick in versus the half hour
for
the oil. So it really is preference at the end of the day.
Got it. Okay. Yep. And then you are so knowledgeable. When I first walked in your store, you tell us about the background because you have family in the farming side. Tell us all about that.
About CBD. Yeah. Sure. That's definitely part of the reason that we got into this was we found that there's so much information out there.
Mm-hmm.
And truthfully, it takes like 20 or 30 minutes to talk to somebody about CBD and really figure out, you know, how much they know, what they're looking to learn about, and then what they're using it for.
Right.
So for us, part of the reason we got in the industry was we have a cousin who wrote the addendum to the Farm Bill to include hemp into it. So he's really been the person that has changed the industry as a whole.
He's a rock star, trailblazer.
He's been a lobbyist for like 30
years. Cheers to him.
Cheers to him. We call him Mr. Hemp.
Mr. Hemp. What a name.
Right. Yeah, so my family, I have three cousins that farm. We have two cousins that extract. And so we have people kind of in every area of the industry, which was fascinating to us. That's how we started learning about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked for Target. I've been in sales for a lot of my life. And so it really just paired fully together. So
I
love
it.
So we're kind of the complete version to start selling this.
I love it.
So, yeah.
So speaking of Target, you just passed your one-year anniversary of sayonara.
See you, Target.
How did you feel resigning? Because how many years did you work there?
I was there for five.
For 5 years. Yeah. And were you running a store? Is that right?
So I oversaw, the East St. Paul location.
Okay.
Before I left. Yeah, Target. I loved Target. I really loved Target. I grew a lot at Target.
Yeah.
I just learned a ton of business skills, truthfully, working with them. A lot of team building. Yeah. I worked in store. Did you?
Yep. No, I worked at the headquarters. Okay. Yep. But I hired the leaders in the store.
Did you?
Yeah. I've hired everyone in that organization. So that's all great. 14 headquarter pyramids and then stores leadership in the field and distribution leadership in the field. Yeah, I know that company. Well, as it was 5 years ago.
Sure.
Complete. I had the whole landscape.
How long were you there?
7 years.
So a long time too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was That's great. Awesome. But now when you entered Target, tell us, so how did you get to Target? And then I want to hear how they developed you because
I kind of have an interesting path. I was managing a restaurant in downtown Minneapolis.
Okay.
And the restaurant closed. I got a call one day and they're like, sorry, we closed.
And just so, that day?
Just that day. It was like, that's
Did you it. Shit your pants? I'd be like, what is happening?
Absolutely. It was like, midlife crisis in my 20s. Like, oh, you know, my God. You just don't know. And so, so I had no idea what to do next, but I knew it was wise for me to get into like a corporate company to just help grow and learn and get, you know, gain some more skills.
Sure.
In my arsenal. So I, not knowing much about Target at all, I literally just applied for like a basic, like, team member position.
Oh, shut up. Not An hourly anything. Role.
Yes, not knowing anything. I mean, it was in my like early 20s. And so I, after that, I was fortunate that when I got an interview, they were like, no, honey, you fit better here.
Yeah,
and, so,
right.
And so that's kind of what happened is I interviewed with like the store leader at that time.
Yep.
And he was like, we really see you like right below at an executive level.
Sure.
So I was fortunate that happened. And so I jumped right in. I knew that I wanted to be with Target for like the long term at that time.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to get into every field that I could. So I started with the logistics right away.
Oh.
I jumped in overnight.
Yeah.
And did that for like a year and a half.
And in the store. So like the back office.
Yep.
Or the, not back office, the back of the store.
Yep. Unloading the trucks.
Yeah.
And running that team. And I knew nothing about logistics, but my husband had been in a logistics field, like a third party logistics field. So I knew a little bit, I guess. At that time, he was in that field at home, working from home. And so I knew a little bit.
Sure.
So I jumped into that right away. Yep. I knew that would be my quickest path because I was going to have to do overnights eventually. So I was like, let's get that out of the way.
Might as well.
Yep. And so that was going to be my quickest path to get to, you know, the highest level that I could in Target.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
When you were at the restaurant, how big was your team? Like, were you?
Not big. Like, okay. Maybe like 12 or 15.
And what's the biggest challenge you had leading restaurant employees?
I think just the mentality, truthfully, at that time, at least I think the restaurant business has changed a lot, but the mentality of just like people were there very transmittently. You know, people would come and go very quickly because it was a type of job. It was like, well, I want to travel and do the other stuff. I mean, that was my mentality a little bit also.
Sure.
I wanted to travel and do other things at that time. So I think people were just dedicated differently at a Target versus the restaurant at the time that I was in.
Got it. And then what's your biggest challenge leading people at Target?
Man.
If there's one. I know there's multiple. Right. I love leading people. If they're top performers.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. I think that's it. It's just the dynamic. There's so many people that you're leading. And so you have to put on a lot of different faces. And yeah, everybody just has different things that they value, different ways that they work. And so I think the biggest challenge was just the amount of people.
Right.
So.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So we're going back on your journey.
Yeah.
You're in the logistics. You're working overnights. Yeah. And then where are you going from there at Target?
From there, I was transferred into a sales position on the floor, daytime sales position. I kind of floated for about a year.
What does daytime sales mean at Target?
So the sales floor. The entire sales floor.
Oh, got it.
Like, oversee the sales floor.
Got it. So you have to make sure your team is stocking the shelves.
Correct.
Or what do they call it? Zoning?
Yeah. Zoning, bringing all the product forward, making that look nice.
I did that at Christmas one time at the Roseville store. We volunteered.
Yeah.
I wanted to pull my hair out.
Yeah. You guys would come in sometimes and we'd have it.
It was so like, everyone's asking me where things are. I don't have any clue where anything is.
Yeah.
And it was just such a tactical job that I'm like, my head is going to explode. Like,
it's still like the most important thing in Target that they have you do is zone. Because so it makes it look pretty for people. But, oh, that's funny. Yep, zoning. Just stocking the shelves. Also, like, planograms. Like, you're always switching up the store, you know. You change every aisle every year, and sometimes...
Seriously? Every aisle every year?
Most every aisle every
year. That's what frustrates me the most, but thankfully they have an app now, and I can just look, and then it'll tell me which aisle it is.
Where it's at.
Yeah.
Super nice.
Yep.
Yeah, constantly changing. So, overseeing that process.
Cool.
And making sure that's going smoothly, and so...
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so, then... You start Healthy Solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you know it was the right time to become your own boss?
That was challenging. So I've always grown up around entrepreneurs. My husband was an entrepreneur for years. My parents both were at some point or another in their life.
Oh, awesome.
And so it was kind of always like, if you can be your own boss, you should do that at some point.
Always. Everyone do
always.
It.
Always. There's big benefits.
I agree.
So it was hard to leave Target because you're definitely leaving comfort. You're definitely leaving, you know, what you've built. And there's a lot of people that rely on you, a lot of relationships that you've built that is tough to leave. So it was probably about a 2-year transition for me just thinking about it. More or less, it came down to my personal life. It was like, I'm going to start to have kids at some point. I don't want to work overnights, days, weekends, all the time.
Right.
I felt like I gained enough in my career path with Target, that it was time to segue. So, and it was a perfect time where CBD landed in my lap. I mean, it was the beginning of a new industry.
Right.
And that really excited me because I think there is so much controversy in it that it was really exciting to be kind of like somebody that helped educate and be like the forerunner.
Tessie the trailblazer.
So, trying to be. Absolutely.
Love it. So let's talk about this controversial.
Yeah.
How do you handle that? And what's your response to that?
Yeah, to be honest, I think there definitely is controversy in the industry, but I don't hear a lot about it.
Oh, really?
Because people typically are not going to come into my store. If,
right.
You know what I mean? If, like, if...
Yeah.
So, I mean, you hear it a little bit when you're out and about with your friends, your family, and you're talking about what you do for a living. But for the most part, people are pretty amazed that, like, you've tried something like that before. And they're just interested in learning more because there is such a gap
right.
in, you know, what's truth and what's not kind of an industry.
Right. So what are your goals or hopes for the hemp industry in the coming future?
Gosh, I mean, it's such a baby still. So CBD is literally part one. I think it's going to be really fascinating to see the future and what happens in the environment and what else hemp can do. I mean, hemp is the most durable fiber there is.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. When you look at the history, it's really fascinating. It's, I mean, the Declaration of Independence was written on hemp.
No way!
Yes.
Oh, I love
it. Part of the Mayflower was built out of hemp. Our $1 bills, our American flag. I mean, there's so much. Like,
wow.
Yeah, there's presence that grew it. And so when you look at it and what it can do for our environment as just that in itself.
Right.
With gasoline, what it can do with that, with... just regenerating our soil and just all the products that can be made out of this type
of
I think that's going to be really fascinating going forward.
That's cool. Now, you recently celebrated your grand opening and you're launching a new product line, right?
Yes.
Fill us in.
So this is the new product line.
Okay.
We're here. We made it to the new product line. So
yeah, I noticed the branding is different too.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, so we're Healthy Solutions and our brand is Soul. We just kind of felt like Soul is kind of, it talks about your body. And CBD helps with so many different areas of our bodies that it just made sense. It kind of married really well together.
I love it. So how does it tell us how it helps our bodies, like all of the details.
Yeah.
I want to hear it
all. So part of the reason that's so effective is we have something, a system in our body called the endocannabinoid system. And that system levels out every other system in our body. So it's bringing our body back to a homeostasis level.
Sure.
So I often give people the visualization of like a baby mobile, you know, like a mobile.
Yep.
That people hang over their babies like cribs,
lullaby
right?
Lullaby music.
Exactly. So it has like all these stars hanging from it, right? And it's when it's at like a balanced space, it's just flat, you know, it's at a homeostasis level. Well, when something's happening in our bodies, what's happening is it's crooked, it's off balance, and you're putting weight kind of on like the different stars in the mobile when it's off balance. And that's what pharmaceutical drugs do. Essentially, it's curing or helping with the symptom, not actually the root cause.
Right.
Whereas CBD is helping.
Which I hate.
It's frustrating.
I'm all about root cause.
I mean, how else do you fix things?
I don't know, but I think doctors are trained that differently in the past, right?
Definitely. And I mean, it's part of, it's political, it's part of our, you know, background. Mm-hmm. And so it's all those things. But CBD is helping at the root cause. So not at the star level, at the root, like at the above level. And it's bringing all of our systems back to that harmonious state that we're meant to thrive in.
Got it.
So, that's why it's so effective for so many different reasons. And people hear it's like, gosh, I think CBD is good for everything. Can it really be true? You know, but that's the reason is CBD stands for cannabidiol. The number one most receptor that we have in our body is cannabinoids. So they marry perfectly together.
Oh, fascinating. Yeah,
really, really cool.
I love it. Mm-hmm. So what can we celebrate for you this week, Tessie?
You know, I was thinking about that. And we've been working on a partnership with a pet company. So,
fascinating.
So from insects on up into humans, we all have this system in our body, the endocannabinoid system. So it does the same things for our animals as it does for us.
Got it.
We've been working to build a partnership, and we are this week we're finalizing that partnership where we're going to be exclusive with. It's called Whiskers and Tails. It's a dog walking company out of Minneapolis.
Oh, cool! Yeah. Well, cheers to this.
I think that's a good one. Thank you.
Awesome! I love it. I love celebrating people. So, what is your biggest failure in your career, and how did you recover?
Man. Biggest failure. I think, you know, Target says fail forward.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you've heard that before. But I think truthfully, it's been communication throughout some of my career path a little
really?
Bit. Is you have to learn how to communicate in a certain way. And just really listening to people and what people are needing of you and looking for in their career path and helping them get there.
Yeah.
So I think it's just communication and navigating how to communicate effectively with people.
Yeah.
Because that can always be a challenge.
So if, I think if you said something that you wanted to, if you said something incorrectly or that you didn't sit well with you, how would you go back and reapproach that individual?
I think pretty easily, truthfully, but it sometimes takes more than like a day or two to realize like, hey, I could have dealt with that situation differently.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I think in hindsight, it's often you find, well, you know, I could have dealt with the situation differently, or I could have got somewhere different if I would approach that differently.
Sure.
You know?
Got it. And in the short time we've known each other, you seem super positive, upbeat, driven, with a growth mindset. Yeah. Has that always been the case, Tessie?
I get that often, which I like. I appreciate. But no, definitely not. I think that you go through challenges in life and you just learn over time that by having a good attitude and by taking care of yourself truthfully is going to keep you moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
So it's a learned behavior.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yep.
What's the best advice you've been given?
Man, I try to implement reading on like a daily basis in my life. So I feel like I'm constantly learning something new.
What types of books are you reading?
A lot of growth books.
What's your favorite one that you've read recently?
Gosh, I've been reading pregnancy books recently. Oh.
that takes like a lot T. of Harvey. Reading.
Have you heard of T. Harvey?
No. T. Harvey.
T. Harvey. Gosh, I'm blanking right now. Who else? Eric Worre.
I don't know. You'll have to give me authors. Those info.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't heard of those two.
I'll read like a whole series of what I'll read all their books, truthfully, just because I like the people, who they are.
Sure.
But I think piece of advice, I would say one that I just recently got from somebody was actually just forgiveness is a practice. It's not, you don't always just forgive somebody.
Right.
You're constantly forgiving people.
Oh, yeah.
Or not people, but just like you're constantly practicing forgiveness.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, you think you forgive and you're like, oh, everything's better. I mean, whether it's yourself or other people or a situation. But no, it's kind of like a consistent practice of forgiving and
totally
go,
so. And it takes sometimes years. It took me, so this is going deep here, personal.
Yeah, let's hear it.
My dad didn't come to my he didn't go to any of my graduations, and he didn't come to my wedding.
Oh yeah.
And that's like, he's got issues, but I was pissed off.
Absolutely.
And so I mean, I was pissed off for years. Yes. But I still maintained a relationship with him. And then I swear it might have been, it was probably like 5 or 6 years later. Mm-hmm. I finally came to terms with it because I would give him shit from time to time and say, you didn't come to my wedding, and, you know, be a total bitch to him and dig the dagger in. But then I finally came to terms with it. And when I determined that I was going to let go and forgive him, then I wasn't going to talk about it ever again. Well, except for now. But, and I wasn't going to talk, you know, and it was going to be done.
Yeah.
But it took me 5 or 6 years.
Well, and at the end of it, truthfully, it's you.
Yeah, it's all about me. Yeah, it's all about me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's him that he didn't show up. That has nothing to do with me.
Right.
But yes, the forgiveness practice, because sometimes things hurt and they're painful and you get emotional and then you take time to work through it. Yeah. And so that is one of my examples.
Wow. No, that's a big deal. I can see where it is. But it shaped you, and I bet you learned a lot, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And then, because typically I can brush things off very quickly, but that was something that I was like, no, I'm pissed. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay pissed.
And for a while, absolutely. You're going to know.
right. Okay, so what is, when you have people, like you're hiring for your team.
Yeah.
What are the characteristics or qualities that you look for? And if you can share like your favorite interview question to ask a potential candidate.
Oh man. You know, I think favorite interview questions is going to be kind of something off the wall. So you get to understand their personality, you know, see how they take it.
Okay. So what would you ask?
I
want to hear these off the wall questions.
I think it would be like something like, you know, what would you... Who would be a celebrity that you'd invite on your party bus?
Yeah.
You know, something like that. Like, I thought that was kind of fun when I had seen that. But I think really digging in and understanding someone's personality, I think that's what's gotten me far in my career is being positive and my personality, truthfully. That would be a really big thing that I'd be looking for in somebody.
So when you ask those questions, though, do you see their emotional response? Like, it makes them uncomfortable?
Definitely a little bit. Like, they're not expecting that.
Right.
It's kind of fun. Right. You know, like, what tree would be your, what's your favorite tree that would represent your personality?
Yeah.
You know, like, something like that, because it's like, oh my goodness, like, that's not the question that I prepared for.
Right, right? Exactly.
So I think,
and it can lead to interesting conversation.
It can.
We used to have a hiring leader that we worked with that would ask, what's your favorite what animal do you represent and why?
Yeah.
And it was fun to hear the responses on, it's super cool. It gives you a different perspective into what people are like,
I think. You can go in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. What about, like you mentioned all the different people, the diversity of teams that you've led. How do you stay focused on the goals of the organization and keep them motivated to that goal?
I think that it's really important to work side by side with people. Mm-hmm. I think that that's how people gain your respect and they see your leadership style. So keeping focused, I think, is also having fun and really bringing incentives into what you're doing. Not that you always need to be incentivized, but keeping it lighthearted and keeping it fun and just constantly talking about it and having that communication piece of, you know, where you're headed, why you're headed that way. You know, and also bringing in, allowing other people's opinions and their ideas to come out and their creativity to come out. I think that's important. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think that keeps you all working towards the same vision.
I love it. So. Okay. Back to the party bus. We're going on the party bus. Tessie, who are you going to invite? They have to be alive.
Oh man. Okay. Well, that's fine. Yeah.
Who's coming on the bus?
I think I would invite Alicia Keys.
Oh.
We need a singer. We need somebody that can help us out.
She has a magnificent voice.
She does. Her new song, Underdog. I've just been playing that on repeat lately.
It's been great.
So, Alicia, Ellen DeGeneres, probably. She would be a great time.
She'd be the dancer.
Yeah.
We got the singer. We got the dancer. I love it.
I'd probably bring JT, too.
I love JT.
I don't know. Other than your friends and family, your crew.
Sure.
Those would be a few fun people.
That'd be a good party bus.
I think so.
Okay, speed round. And I don't have my questions, so I'm going to go from the hip.
Okay.
From memorization.
Let's do this.
So lightning round. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. You got to respond quickly.
Ooh, okay. Let's do it.
Have you ever been fired?
Yeah.
Me too. Cheers to that.
Yeah, fun. We'll take that now.
What is the first word you think of when you think of looking for a job?
Oh, that's like the emotion.
Okay. And did you ever interview for a job that you didn't get but really wanted? What was it?
Yeah.
Do you remember the title?
Public storage.
Oh.
Yeah. After Target, I wasn't sure. I had taken kind of a little bit of time after Target, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And public storage was another really good company. And I went to the very end of their interview process. And I was like, I have this in the bag. And didn't, you know?
Oh, so, like, bummer.
You know, I don't know. There's probably been more than that, though.
Bummer. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite word?
Probably awesome.
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 Perfect.
Yeah.
And where can everyone find you? I want to thank you so much for coming.
Yes, thank you.
I forgot all the other questions in the lightning round, but we got a couple in.
Yes, you can find me at My Healthy Soul on social media, and then right down
you better spell it.
My Healthy and then Soul, S-O-L.
S-O-L.
Yes.
Perfect. Yes. So. And for all of you listeners, if you've enjoyed this, and by the way, we have international footprint now. Please, if you're listening on iTunes, drop us a quick review. Share it with all your friends. And I've been identified as a LinkedIn pro for career coaching and resume writing. So if you're interested in any of those things, go to careersandcocktails.com to learn more. You can also go there to learn where to purchase my book, I Hate Mondays, to help you find your next awesome job. And for all of you hiring leaders, there's a hiring guide you can download to uncover the secrets of finding the best talent. Until next time, cheers.
Cheers.